T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
So Valentine's Day is coming up very soon. How do you feel? I'm married and it's weird. I don't care. Like I think there's still a lot of married men and women who care. Luckily, I don't think my wife, like, maybe she cares, but I don't think she cares. She doesn't seem to care.
You get off. I thought once you're married, you don't. None of you people, married people, have to give a crap about this made up stupid day. I thought it was just all the pressures on the single people. Actually, all the pressures on the men.
All the
to live up to some stupid expectation.
Yes, and I think it's still like producer T-Hack, half of the two headed monster, is he sends flowers to his wife's office every single Valentine's Day.
In fact, I gotta hand it to T-Hack because he does it right. He goes above and beyond. He also sends that glass vase.
You have to send it in a vase. You can't just send a bouquet that they would hold. You can't. Because it's not about the flowers themselves. It's about, F you, everybody else in my office. Look at my husband loves me.
And that's what it is. And so his wife has to be able to display the flowers to show the other women in her office that it's a company.
So what is Valentine's Day? It's a made up thing.
Yeah.
To try to...
We needed some marketing and some promotional day because after...
Something in February.
Yeah, because we had nothing. Because otherwise we have to wait till what, March Madness or something? Or
well, Easter is kind of March. Yeah, so I mean, what's in January? Is it just New Year's?
New Year's and basically that's it. So we have nothing. So we had to make something up.
Yeah, so they just threw...
Right.
Oh, look, it's a love holiday right in the middle of...
Boom.
So here's the deal. Women have... Well, it says the average person gives their partner's Valentine's Day efforts an F. And here's the thing. How many men do you think actually would grade their women's? Because
men don't care. Absolutely no. Wait a second. Now women are grading their men's gifts that we're getting or not getting them?
58% of persons, but we think it's women, gave their partner an F.
Be grateful you have a partner.
Right. Let's do that.
What?
Yes. Only 15% gave their partner an A, 6% gave them a B, 10 a C, 11 a D, and like I said, 58% gave them an F. Yeah. I don't know how you get an F. I mean, I get an F because I don't do anything.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I got to say, men, next time your lady tries to grade you on a gift-giving thing...
Don't give her a gift.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't...
Done.
But do you remember when you did celebrate Valentine's? I will say this. There's another story out that says it's also 58%. It's the best day of relations of the year.
According to whom?
I used to have great relations on Valentine's Day.
Wait, no, not for guys, because all the pressure's on us.
Well, if you got an A and you bought the right stuff.
Okay.
And a lot of times you would also buy them, like, it's a day that's about love. So you would, when I was younger and single, you'd buy, not single, but like in a, like a budding relationship. Okay. That would be the day you went to Victoria's Secret and you bought them something.
Oh, sex or alluring or...
Yes. And then
you would get...
If you did the right things, which is like a nice dinner out, some chocolate, some flowers, a massage, some jewelry. If you ticked off enough of the things that the woman wanted, then and you can't hand them the lingerie too soon. I know. It's so many hoops to jump through.
This is...
It seems like Craigslist is easier.
Yeah.
But like...
Dick.
And you never did that. Because then it's the one day where you could really shine and show, I can totally take care of you. And then once they're all like, wow. And then you hand them the lingerie and then they put it on and they're feeling kind
of... I was always the opposite of you, buddy. I refused to take part in that day. Wow. Therefore, I can't be graded on if I bought a good enough gift or not.
I get it.
And then I don't have to put pressure on me to make sure that she's getting the most wow relations of all time.
So it's too much pressure for you.
Just a skosh.
So then, do you purposely not have a girlfriend at this time every year? Or do you tell them, There's a lot of things about me. There's quirks. I just don't partake in this holiday.
Yeah, I will tell them up front. I will buy you whatever the hell crap you want before that day. Anything you want after that
February
day.
February 13th, but I'll take you out.
Thank you. 15th,
we can
absolutely.
Do whatever.
Absolutely. But on that one day when every other man on the planet has these expectations they're not going to meet, I don't take part in that stupidity.
There's something about you.
I guess I'm too logical. I guess I'm not emotional enough, especially on the one day where I'm told I'm supposed to be emotional.
But what grade do you think you get the rest of the year? I mean, if you don't want to be graded, women can grade you on anything. Do you think you, what grade do you think you get with
I think I knock it out of the park every other day. 364 and one quarter days out of the year.
You've been here for a long time. You've dated about, I'm roughly 15% of the female population.
Okay, all right.
If you've dated Steve, jump on Facebook.
Wait, what? What? No.
Jump on our text.
What? No, no, no text.
And all you got to do is send, just put a letter. A. B.
Oh, am I being graded?
You
know,
I know how much you hate being graded. But if you've slept with Steve, if you even touched him inappropriately, send us his grade.
Slacker and Steve.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.